The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In our company, it is enrollment time.
Open enrollment.
Open enrollment. That means a lot of things to a lot of people, a lot of choices. And when it comes to health insurance, known as Obamacare, you know, Affordable Health Care Act, some changes are coming. And Chris Mamula from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette wrote all about it and joins us on the Big K Morning Show. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So let's talk about where we are and where we might be, because the headline of your story got a lot of people's attention that premiums could nearly quadruple by 2026.
Yes, that's correct. And for people with Obamacare, and in Pennsylvania, there's 435,000 people with Obamacare. They could see premiums increase in some parts of Pennsylvania as much, nearly 400%. The average increase for everybody will see increases. The average increase is about 81%, which is stiff enough.
81%?
Yes, average 81% compared to this year. And the reason for that is that there are premium tax credits, and we call them advanced premium tax credits that will expire, run out in 2025. So there's nothing to worry about for the 2025 plan year, right? Because they'll choose plans between now and December, and then it goes into effect January 1st, and the plan will be okay for 25, but they run out in 25. So 26 is when the premiums, consumers will see the premium spike. Unless Congress acts, you know.
Yeah, and the reading that I've been doing on this says that the Republicans are indeed likely to allow what are called enhanced subsidies to expire. This enhanced subsidy was part of the 2021 American Rescue Plan, and it would have expired at the end of 2025. And the Speaker of the House, Johnson, says they want to look at other options. But what other options are there?
Well, for consumers, you can always drop out, just go without insurance. And the Congressional Budget Office projects that 3.8 million Obamacare enrollees will do exactly that, just can't afford it, drop it. The other option is that you can always go to a different plan, a less, more expensive plan or less coverage. So those are two options.
And Chris, you wrote that the U.S. fell to 8.2% of people without health care, down, and then the first quarter of in 2024, down right. From 14.9% in 2020. Obviously, that's right. Good. It means more people had health care, which was the purpose of this. And health care for people should be non-political, but that's far from the facts.
Unfortunately, you're right about that. What happened is President Biden, these advanced premium tax credits, like Obamacare always had premium subsidies baked into them, you know, from the very beginning when the law was enacted in 2010. But in 2021, through there was the Inflation Reduction Act and another law, were enhanced. The subsidies were enhanced. So consumers have been insulated since 2021 in a great way. And it expanded coverage for people on the low end of coverage, or low end of earnings, like 100 to 150% of federal poverty level, they all of a sudden were eligible for zero premium coverage. And also for folks over 400% of the federal poverty level, just earning higher, they were eligible also. Something like it's 92% of Obamacare enrollees were eligible for subsidies of some kind.
Right. In 2024, in fact, 21.6 million Americans who bought into the ACA marketplace. Out of that 21.6 million, 20.1 million received the subsidies.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very high. It's very high. So if they expire, they're scheduled to expire in 2025 at the end of the year. So then it's what are the options? You know, you're going to face higher, much higher premiums unless Congress acts, unless there's some kind of a compromise politically. I don't know. Maybe they would say we can't risk, you know, so many people getting dinged like this. We have to extend the tax credits. But maybe they won't. We don't know.
But again, for 2025, their choice is now they'll be okay. And then we'll wait to see what Congress does moving forward into the new year with the new administration.
I can't pass along what Mike Johnson did say at a campaign stop last week. He said the ACA is so deeply ingrained, we need massive reform to make this work, and we've got a lot of ideas on how to do that. But I don't know anything about those ideas.
I don't either, Larry. I've looked and listened and looked for the alternatives and how to tweak it, and I haven't seen those.
Well, millions of people will be watching.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, including a lot of people in Pennsylvania. There's no question about that.
Well, read all about it. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's Chris Mamula. Appreciate your time this morning. Chris, thank you.
My pleasure, Larry. Take care.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.